You know, I guess it was last summer we checked in with Brad Alberts, the president and CEO of the Dallas Stars, and he was doing something really bold. I mean, probably that was going to set some precedent, and that is have his own darn broadcasting system and not mess with Bally or TNT or Fox or anybody else. Victory Plus. And now it looks like it's so successful that the Rangers are going to do the same thing. Brad Alberts joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. Thanks for having me on again.
So are you flattered that now they're following your lead?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're certainly excited. I mean, that's what we had hoped that would happen, you know, really when we started this process, that we could get, you know, the Rangers, which obviously brings, you know, summer programming to the network. So we know them well. I know their leadership there well. And we had a number of discussions over the last year and a half, 2 years about all of this because we were all kind of in it together. And yeah, I think certainly it gives great credibility to the technology and to what we've built to have, you know, the local MLB, you know, team join us. So we're thrilled. I think we've got something here. Nothing's changed. We certainly believe that streaming is the future. And I think, having the Rangers, you know, be part of this only makes that, you know, that much more significant.
You know, for the consumer, it really is going to be nice to get everybody in the same place and also not have you guys worry about knocking each other off because they're playoffs games and stuff has to be rescheduled or moved over to a different network. But the other thing is the technology, and you mentioned that the technology is so much better. I think the picture with a good internet connection, I think the picture is superior to what we were getting before.
Oh, that was one of our, you know, issues that we needed to, you know, to check out and make sure that the technology to deliver live sports could do what we thought. And, you know, we're 40 games into the season, and I think the technology has been fantastic. We had a couple early, you know, kind of minor flaws, I would call it, that I knew it wasn't going to be perfect. But to APMC's credit, they identified them and really remedied the situation immediately. And, you know, we had back-to-back games in October, and by the second night, they had already fixed the problem. So the technology, the user experience, the graphics package, all of that, to me, has been an A. It's been fantastic. It's what we hoped, that it would be a better experience for fans than what it was on, you know, on the own linear network.
And that's more important than hockey, in hockey, I think, than anything else. Yeah. So you could see the puck. You could always see a basketball, and you could probably make out a baseball against a green background. But you need the clarity to see the puck.
Yeah, for sure. No, that's exactly right. And, you know, we take great pride, our production staff, you know, Jason Walsh, who came over from Bally Southwest, is in charge of all of that. We have great producers, great directors, all the people that work in our, you know, our truck take great pride in delivering a first class, you know, experience, viewership experience for the fans. And I'm glad to hear you say that you're noticing that.
So how does this work? Can you, I mean, obviously you can broadcast to anybody in theory that has, you know, that has the app, that has Victory Plus. Can somebody in Chicago watch a Dallas Stars game and become a fan, or can the Blackhawks black that out?
Yeah, the NHL still has blackout rules to honor the RSNs that are in the different networks. But, you know, somebody in Chicago can watch our shoulder content. They can watch everything, you know, kind of leading up to the game and after the game. But right now, they can't watch the game in an out-of-market situation. That's still controlled by the NHL. But as streaming takes over and the RSN business, you know, kind of declines even more, that's probably subject to change.
Regional Sports Network.
Correct.
You're right. So the broader reach, though, ultimately, I would think would help. I mean, it gets you around the state anyway.
Oh, our territory is fantastic. And the Rangers and the Stars overlay perfectly in that territory because we can go, you know, certainly the hockey team can go throughout the state. The Rangers can't go into Houston, but they can go everywhere else, you know, primarily. We can go down to, you know, New Orleans, throughout Louisiana, you know, up through Oklahoma, you know, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, and a little bit of Arkansas. So we've got a fantastic territory. But yeah, I would love to be able, you know, to have fans in, you know, Indiana that want to watch our games get them. But that's just it's a byproduct of the times. I think we'll get there. we just have to grow into that. The leagues aren't quite ready to do that, right? As you know, as we speak.
Are the advertisers finding you? Have they carried over to this?
They have. That was one of the great things that all of our core advertisers, without really maybe one exception, that was on Starz TV last year, you know, bought again, you know, as we move to the streaming service. So yeah, that's the advertisers have been great, and all of them have looked forward to this and allowed us to kind of grow into it. So yeah, we're very, very pleased with the advertisers.
Well, you've got a good winning team, so that doesn't hurt at all, I wouldn't think either.
That is true.
So tell me about the other experience, about the live experience right now. I mean, live sports are just not inexpensive. I mean, it's an expensive ticket. There's lots of overhead and everything else. Mm-hmm. And we've got an economy right now where the middle and low really seem to be suffering. And we're seeing all sorts of retail affected by this. Are you affected at all by this?
Well, we haven't noticed it, David, but we're in a different situation. I think sports is somewhat, you know, it kind of follows different economic trajectories. When your team, like you said, is really good, it's funny how the demand, you know, supports it. You know, if we weren't, I think I'd probably have a different answer, you know. But right now, no, I would not say that we're seeing any impact from any kind of economic, you know, issue throughout the country. I mean, we're sold out for 90 plus straight games. We're going to be sold out for the rest of the year. Our demand for our tickets has really never been better. And, you know, we're going to be peaking for the playoffs. So no, but I think, like I said, our sports is a little bit different. And when your team is playing at a high level, people come.
So what do you think, back to the network, do you think you're going to have still more participants? I mean, right now the Mavericks are on either Channel 29 or Channel 8 or TNT. I mean, it's the same kind of thing. You know, it's tough to find them. They'd make a good companion, wouldn't they?
I cannot speak for the Mavericks, and I will not speak for the Mavericks. So they do their own thing. I have no idea.
But you have a sense of this. You know, I think back, you worked with Tom Hicks when Hicks was putting together a sports network, and it was going to be hockey, and it was going to be baseball, and I think there was rodeo. And this was really sort of the whole idea of to have all this wrapped together and not have the Bally's of the world come in between, wasn't it?
It's funny that you bring that up. Yeah, Tom was ahead of the game, and you're exactly right. That's exactly what he was trying to put together back in those days. And yeah, and we're going to have other content that's going to join APMC. That may be other teams from outside the region. It may be other content that's, you know, inside Texas, inside the DFW region. You know, all those things those discussions are happening. So we're going to continue to grow our content mix. I don't think there's any ceiling that, you know, that we're going to hit anytime soon on that. But yeah, I mean, the more content, the better. The more bundling, the better. I think the more the bigger the audience, the easier it is for us to capitalize financially.
Well, back with Hicks, you had soccer. Well, our football, I guess it was. You had Liverpool also. Are you confined by the 50 states of the U.S.?
No, we are not. You know, we're not really looking at anything internationally quite yet. I don't think we're quite ready for that, but that doesn't mean we won't at some point. No, the answer is we are not bound by the 50 states.
Oh, that's good. Well, look, anyway, congratulations. The experiment has worked, it looks like, in spades. Plus, you've got a heck of a hockey team. Brad Alberts is the president and CEO of the Dallas Starz.
Thanks, David.
Always good to spend some time with you. Thank you, sir. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.